Embarking on a new season, a new campaign, and back up in Division 1 football again.
Yes, Tom, and that's, I mean, you know, I suppose last year when we set out on the road, that basically our aim was to get back and play in Division 1 football. And now that we're back in Division 1 football, basically our goal this year is to retain Division 1 status and remain there, because if you want to compete at this level, you have to be playing Division 1 football. And, you know, we're delighted to be playing Division 1 football, and that's where all the top teams in the country are.
Yeah, and certainly they're all there. You have Armagh tomorrow, you have Cork, Kerry, Dublin, Monaghan, Mayo and Galway. So there's nothing going to be easy on that road.
Nothing, Tom, and that's what I'm saying. You know, tomorrow, you know, it's a very big game for us. We're at home to Armagh and Convoy at 2 and that. So, like, I mean, it's the first game up in Division 1. I mean, you know, it's Armagh, it's Ulster rivalry, and I mean, it's always tough when you're playing Ulster teams and that. And, you know, basically, Armagh basically has been a boogie team for Donegal over the last number of years. But hopefully, I mean, you know, we put in a lot of work, and the girls have done a lot of work over the winter months and that. And, you know, now is the time for them to get out on the football pitch and express themselves and show people what they're capable of doing. And hopefully tomorrow they can do that and basically take a game to Armagh, and hopefully within on the right side of the result and take away 3 points from Convoy.
Yeah, and tell me, how have those preparations gone?
Yes, Tom, they've gone very well. I mean, you know, in fairness to the girls, I mean, they're the girls that are putting in all the hard work on that, mean, and, you know, that we got together about the middle of November. I mean, they've been doing 2 nights in the gym and basically three sessions on the field. So they're putting a lot of hard work on that, mean, and, you know, it's tough on them. But, I mean, hopefully they get the reward and we're up in Division 1, and hopefully that work they're putting over the winter months will stand them to them tomorrow.
Yeah, and I know you have a couple of absentees. I know Yvonne McGonigal is in Australia. Anybody else?
And that, yes, Yvonne on his way, and also Deirdre Foley is out injured at the moment. That, and you know, there's a few girls that can back about Christmas time that probably wouldn't be probably nearly up to match fitness. But hopefully, maybe tomorrow some of them will come in. Maybe you know, with 10-15 minutes to go, and add to the team, because there is a lot of experience on the bench this year, and that's basically what you need when you're in Division 1 football. You need girls competing for positions, and we have a lot of talent within the team. You know, and as Betty, let's get them out in the pitch and get them to express that, which will be huge for us.
Well, talking about the players, I know you've changed your backroom team, a pretty new look backroom team as well, Micheál.
Yes, Tom, we have a new backroom team in the year. I mean, you know, new voices and, you know, a different approach. I mean, Damien Devaney from the Cools was involved with the Cools men last year, is in a trainer selector. Also, Adam Spears, I mean, was involved with Jim McGuinness' team, is in as a trainer and strength and conditioner. Oisin Cannon is in a video analysis staff. And we also had Tony Blake in as goalkeeping coach. And then we have Beanie Bennett and Marie McColgan, that also in the backroom team. And Sarah Hearn from Glenfinnan is in as physio.
And of course, your trainer and mentor from last year, no longer there, Sean O'Kane, but he's on the opposite side tomorrow.
Yes, Tom, and that, I mean, I suppose that probably brings a little bit added to the game. And that means, but look, I mean, we're not looking to that too. I dwell on that too much. We're basically just going to look to ourselves and to our own girls, and basically produce a performance. That means, but I mean, yes, it adds a little bit of added spice to the game, I suppose, from that.
And tell me, finally, have you put pen to paper yet? Have you named a team?
Yes, Tom, we named a team after our training last night. That means. So basically, I mean, Laura Gallagher is back in goals. I mean, Tessa Doherty and that, Emer Gallagher and Kelly Wilson is a full back line, and that Trace McCafferty and Nicole McLaughlin and Kenesha McKinney is a half back line. Katie Hearn and Karen Guthrie is midfield. The half forward line is Gloria Houston, Neve Hegarty, and Ailish Ward, and the full forward line is Rashin Free, Shirley McLaughlin, and Paula McGorty.
Yeah, so a strong lineup.
Yes, it's our lineup, and you know, then we have, you know, a lot of girls on the bench that can come in. You know, we have Shannon McGuddy, Kate Keeney, Kira Higgerty, and that means Caroline Gallagher, Lee McDade, you know, so there's Amber Barrett. So there is, you know, a lot on the bench. I mean, and you know, basically we're looking to the girls, whatever they have to leave on the field, let it be 20 minutes, let it be half an hour, because I mean, there is girls on the bench that can come in and do the same job.